Okay, so welcome to the Say Goodbye to Survival Mode and Take Control of Your Life workshop. Again, I just want to thank you for being here. The first thing we're going to do is relax. Yes, we're going to relax. Now, I can't see what you're doing because I told you all to turn your videos off, but I want to encourage you to just sit comfortably and enjoy our time together. And to get the very most out of this workshop, I really want you to allow yourself to just relax. Because during today's workshop, we're going to be moving a lot of energy, and I'm going to be sharing insight as to what survival mode is and how easy it is for us to be stuck in it and not even know why, or that we even are. And we're going to dive deep into how it robs us of our ability to manifest what we want and makes us really good at manifesting what we do not want. And I'm going to share action steps and support tools that you can begin using today to overcome survival mode and stop struggling. And we're going to enjoy the first action step, that support tool, right now. So the first thing we're going to do is set our intention to relax and follow through with that intention with this action step. I want you to take a slow, deep breath in and then just hold it for a moment and then just slowly exhale. And now let's do that again. Take another really deep breath. And when you exhale, drop your jaw. And just let the air out that way. And one more time, take a really deep breath in. Drop your jaw to exhale out. And can you feel the tension leaving your face? Let's do one more deep breath together. And then on the exhale, just drop your jaw. Can you feel that tension leaving your neck and your shoulders? Let's do it one more time. Another slow, deep breath. And just drop your jaw on the exhale. And now that you're a little more relaxed, we're going to dive into an even more relaxing 5-minute guided meditation right here, right now. And I'm hoping that the volume's going to be right. And with set intention, we quiet our minds. So just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And now with a very deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And with another deep breath, focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Just allow yourself to feel the breath as it enters and leaves your body. Breathe in slowly and exhale into the awareness of you and all that you are. Embrace your presence. Embrace your awareness. And choose to be love. To feel the vibration of your love essence within you, that connection with the divinity within. Breathe in that love essence. Focus on the breath. And with another deep breath, feel that beating of your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes. So, how do you feel? Are you feeling more relaxed? Well, there's a reason I began our workshop this way. When we're in survival mode, our energy pulls in close to our body, like it's shrink-wrapped to us. And when that happens, there's no energy left to think with. So it's not a time to learn. And we've opened the way now for your brain to think better by bringing your heart and your mind into harmony through breathing deeply and experiencing this short meditation. Breathing deeply is so important because as humans, unless we're exercising or focusing on our breath, we typically breathe shallowly. And then when we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. And as a result, our body does not get enough oxygen, so we get tired more quickly. Plus, our brain doesn't get that oxygen that it needs, so we have trouble focusing. And when we're stressed, breathing shallowly and holding our breath, we are literally starving our body of the oxygen it needs to survive. Now that you've flushed your body with oxygen, both before and during our meditation, how does it feel? If you actually took the deep breaths with me, I know your body feels better. Because it always does. So meditation is so important because when we follow the action steps in the guided meditation, focusing on our heart and then on gratitude, asking ourselves those four questions and then shifting our focus to become aware of our body, and then shifting our focus back to gratitude, we touch parts of the brain in an order that calms it down. And it brings harmony to our heart and mind. And I will talk about that more a little bit later. So right here, before we really got started, we implemented a very powerful, simple action step, breathing deeply, and a very powerful, simple support tool, meditation. Now, I know breathing deeply doesn't sound like it's such a big deal, but it really is. So don't dismiss something that's so simple as being unimportant. Breathing more deeply will improve your life in ways that will surprise you. Okay, so before we go any further, if you're new to my work, I'm Kate, the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Covell Shinn and a metaphysical teacher of managing your own energy. I've taught thousands of people all over the world how to transform fear energy that they've been living in for years to the love energy to improve their lives. They've manifested their fulfilled square of life in the form of homes, cars, money, jobs, partners, peace within them, better relationships with their children, family, and friends, and they've learned how to use the power within them to improve their lives. I teach simple action steps and support tools through my classes, workshops, meditations, memberships, and one-on-one private sessions, and I'm a 3-time best-selling author at Amazon. I'm a firm believer that one size does not fit all when it comes to manifesting happier lives. So I provide a plethora of support tools and action steps, plus the guidance on how and when to implement them. But ultimately, it's up to you to not only use them, but to discern which ones work best for you. Now, I know that this probably isn't your first rodeo where classes or books are concerned to help you improve your life. And those classes and books were probably fabulous, and you were excited to implement what you learned. But when the class was over and you closed the book, you went back to doing what you did before. Nothing really changed. Now, I'm sure you had good intentions. I've been there. I've done that. But once the class, book, or program was over, you actually implemented little to nothing. This wasn't a failure. This was survival mode blocking you from fully taking in the information in a way that supported you to take action. Your brain didn't have the energy to follow through. That's why we began this workshop by shifting your energy, quieting your mind, and unwrapping your energy that's been shrink-wrapped to your body. Remember this. Nothing changes till something changes. And today, together, we've already made a change. Improving your life is about building a new foundation of living. Back when my dad died in 2005, one of the first things he said to me from Spirit was, "You have no idea how powerful you are." And he wasn't just talking about me. He was talking about us, you and me, everyone. We have incredible power within us. And for most of us, it's laying dormant. We're really good at manifesting what we don't want, but hesitant to switch that power over to a new energy to manifest what we do want. And a lot of times we just don't know how. Well, we're going to do that today. Switching your energy from fear to love, to begin using the power within you to manifest what you want and who you want to be. And we'll begin building your new foundation for living. And we started this workshop in a different way. We set our intention, then we followed through by quieting your mind and bringing your heart and mind into harmony. We relaxed together. We reconnected your three levels of consciousness. And no matter how you look at it, what I'm sharing today begins that foundation, creating that foundation of your new life. But it's up to you to follow through and use the tools and combine them with the tools you already have. And since we began with bringing your heart and mind back into harmony, creating a coherent atmosphere within you, you now have the brain power to learn a new set of energy skills that are life-changing. So our time together will include information, meditation, and a little recap of what we've done and learned. But before we dive in, let's relax and sink our brain and heart a little bit more by experiencing that 5-minute meditation again. But first, I'll explain why the guidance in the beginning is so important. So I learned this simple guided process from Deepak Chopra to quiet the mind. And I begin all the meditations that I do now with this technique. And I do that with the permission of the Chopra Center. So when you listen and follow the steps of this technique, it guides you to quiet the electrical storm of thoughts in your mind and bring your heart and mind into better harmony. I can't emphasize that enough. Because when the heart and mind are in harmony, your energy expands. It can't stay shrink-wrapped to your body. Now, as you heard in our previous meditation, there are 5 parts to this technique, and each one affecting a different part of the brain to quiet that electrical storm of thoughts that are striking all over your brain. Now, first we focused on your heart, and then we shifted to gratitude, and then I asked you 4 questions, and don't try to answer those questions, just ask. And through time, life will move you into those answers. And then we became aware of your physical body. And then again, we focused on the beating of your heart. And when you can hear the beating of your heart, or you can feel it as a sensation, your body is primed to use your power through your heart space. You're reconnecting with that superconscious higher self, that divinity within. Now, don't get upset if you don't feel it the first time. Just be patient, because you will, the more you relax into the meditations. So in as little as 5 minutes, you're settled into a more harmonious state through this meditation. And through this coherent state, your brain is more stable and receptive to receive information. It's open to not just receiving information, but being able to implement what you've taken in too. Plus, from this more balanced, peaceful state, it is easier to connect with that superconscious higher self to manifest what you want. Now, since you've already experienced it once and you've settled more into the workshop, you'll be able to bring your heart and mind into harmony at an even deeper level. That's why we're doing it twice. You're going to be opening the way for you to absorb the rest of the workshop even more powerfully. I love this process. It's just magical. Okay, so together, with active intention, we intend to quiet our minds even more deeply and bring your heart and mind into harmony more deeply, raising your vibration out of fear energy to love. And with set intention, we quiet our minds. So just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And now with a very deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude. for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And with another deep breath, focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Just allow yourself to feel the breath as it enters and leaves your body. Breathe in slowly and exhale into the awareness of you and all that you are. Embrace your presence. Embrace your awareness. And choose to be love. To feel the vibration of your love essence within you, that connection with the divinity within. Breathe in that love essence. Focus on the breath. And with another deep breath, feel that beating of your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes. So, were you able to feel your heart beating or hear it as a sound? The more you practice this, the easier it is to feel or hear your heartbeat. You know, I'm human just like everybody else. And even though I totally love the meditations, there are times that my brain is still thinking and I have to start it over and over and over and over. And that's okay. And I'll go to sleep. And that's okay too, because my brain is still taking in the meditation and the love energy. And I do infuse the meditations with Reiki and air healing. I love these. And I'm so delighted that you are here to share them. Okay, and when you can feel your heartbeat, when you're in that vibration of the love energy, it's a clear sign to you that you're settling into your power, bringing your heart and mind into coherent order, and becoming one with that divinity within you. I will include a separate recording of this short meditation so that you can download it to all your devices and use it anytime that you need help to bring your mind and body back into that harmony and order. And I'll also include this exercise with just the Deepak Chopra's exercise with an hour of the music so that you can do your own meditation. A lot of times when I'm wanting to talk with my angelic team at night, instead of listening to a meditation, I'll start with the music and Deepak Chopra's technique and quiet everything down and then meet with them before I go to sleep. So anyway, I'll do that for you. Okay, and you will notice that I use the same music for all the meditations as a way of syncing your body to the vibration of the music, making it easier for you to raise your vibration out of fear energy to that love vibration. And the more you listen to them, the easier it is. And you may even get to the point like I have where all you have to do is think about the music and your body will start to ascend into that higher vibration of love. And it's really exciting when that happens. Okay, so let's dive in here. We're here to learn about survival mode, what it is, and how it's taking control of our lives and how to take that control back. So, just what is survival mode? Well, survival mode becomes a state of being. Survival mode happens when we experience something that causes an adrenaline rush in our body, turning on that fight, flight, or hide reaction when we feel threatened. And as I told everybody before we started, I did feel threatened this morning by the spider outside the door that wouldn't let me out. But we feel this adrenaline rush, and combined with the unresolved stress, all of that becomes a perfect storm that locks us into this state of being that we call survival mode. And when you're in survival mode at a subconscious level, your body believes you're in danger. There's an emergency. You're feeling anxiety at an intense, passionate level that is overwhelming and perpetuates stress and anxiety. And before we go any further, if you truly are in physical danger, if it's dangerous where you live or who you live with or who you come into contact with, please take the action steps necessary to keep your body safe. Because when your body truly is not safe, you are the one who has to take those physical steps to protect yourself. And if your situation is dangerous, now is the time you need to do it. Okay, so back to our workshop. When you live in the survival mode state of being long enough, it becomes your normal way of living, which means you're existing at an intense level of fear, anxiety, and stress on a daily basis. And you probably don't even know it because it becomes normal. So it flies under your radar of awareness. And sometimes it becomes so normal that you think everything's fine until you get triggered by something that's inconsequential and your reaction far outweighs what happened. Like getting a paper cut, but you react as if you've cut an artery and you're bleeding out. You're anxious and unsettled, feeling pushed in some way. You're experiencing unresolved stress. You're breathing shallowly and probably holding your breath, so you can't think, much less focus very well, and you feel stuck, almost like you're watching life instead of living it. Your main goal may have become to just get through the day. Huh, I spent years like that. Just let me get through the day. And that's when that unspoken goal of just get through the day is an everyday occurrence. And it really feels awful. And then the harsh truth makes itself known that you can't think greater than you feel. And you feel awful, unsettled, anxious, adrift, Happiness is but a shadow, and to a degree, you feel as if you're living your life on autopilot because you have no control. Does this sound familiar? This is survival mode. Survival mode reinforces chaos, incoherency, and inharmony in the brain, so we can't think. And as a result, we can't think or reason our way to solutions to even simple problems. We're stuck in that electrical storm of misfiring thoughts that go nowhere. Your body's on high alert to protect you because chemically it believes you're in danger. The chemicals that are running rampant in your body tell it to run, to fight, or to hide. There's simply no more energy left to think coherently. It's as if your energy is shrink-wrapped to your body. And you know, in today's world, hiding it can become a way of life too. When I first escaped 2 years ago from the experiences that I was having that were not great, I was reading all the time because I was hiding. But the reading helped me to feel better, and eventually I took control of that survival mode and got out of it. And now reading is a real pleasure. It's not a way to hide. So hiding could come in unexpected ways. So when we're in survival mode, we're not able to think past that need to survive, which translates into just get through the day. Your brain is incoherent and your heart is incoherent and your entire body's out of coherence, and your human experience is survival mode when there's no physical danger. There's no clear line of demarcation telling you that you are indeed safe. No clear distinction that there is no predator going to kill you, because that predator is your boss, your coworker, spouse, in-laws, your job. That predator could be an overwhelming to-do list. When the predator is something like this, that harsh truth is that you're coming into contact with the dangerous energy of an imagined predator on a daily basis, and there is no reprieve. When you're in survival mode because of an imagined predator, survival mode could last for days, weeks, months, or even years. And that survival mode programming is locked in to be easily triggered again and again, and this state of being becomes the normal state of your life. And some people who just don't get it may judge you and wonder, how could you ever let something like this happen? Well, obviously you didn't do it on purpose. This kind of survival mode begins by not feeling safe at a subconscious level, and then it builds. That feeling of being unsafe may have begun when you were a child. Something happened that caused you to feel unsafe, and because you were a child, you didn't know what to do with those feelings. And there was no one you could talk to who would help you, and your pain went unseen. Your cry for help went unheard. So you buried those feelings because you had to keep living. There was no choice. And then something happened as an adult that triggered that unsafe feeling that began when you were a child, and or maybe you had a great childhood, and the unsafe feeling, the experience, began as an adult or as a teenager. Doesn't matter. The bottom line is that something happened in your past. Something that made you feel unsafe, and those feelings of being unsafe flooded your body, and there was no clear line of demarcation, no clear boundary separating feeling unsafe to fully knowing and accepting that you are safe. Back when the pandemic began, Deepak Chopra began posting live videos. And in one of those videos, he talked about being and feeling safe. He said that No matter how many positive thoughts and affirmations you had and said, if you didn't feel safe, you'd feel worse instead of better. Because the positive thoughts and affirmations, when you said them and were thinking them, they weren't making you feel safe. And since your thoughts and affirmations didn't make you feel better, you'd feel guilty because you were doing all the right things and they were not working. Whether you feel safe or not, that feeling is the foundation of your life. Whatever it is, whether you're feeling safe or you're feeling unsafe, that's your foundation. Now, you've established today that your physical body is indeed safe. Otherwise, you're going to take steps to get safe, physically safe. Okay, so we're going to go on the premise that you are safe physically. But now you're an adult and your body's safe, and whatever happened in the past is over. Now it's time to set that clear line of demarcation, a clear boundary that you are safe. But let's dive a little deeper into this to get a greater understanding so we can really stop it and not let it happen over and over again. Let's take a closer look at what causes fight or flight survival mode. Okay, so if there's a grizzly bear coming after us, or maybe there's a spider blocking the door, in my case today, we perceive that there is a true danger in our life, and our body goes into fight or flight survival mode. Immediately, our body is flooded with chemicals that physically notifies our body that it's in danger. But when you physically see the bear stop and he's going the other way, a clear line of demarcation, a clear boundary is experienced with your eyes telling you that you're safe now. The bear's going the other way. Imagine this experience. You'd take deep breaths and consciously work at regulating your heartbeat and calming your body, flushing out the excess hormones of fight or flight because you saw the bear going the other way. You'd tell yourself that you're safe now, and you'd remind yourself that you saw with your eyes that the bear is gone. He's no longer a threat. You would establish that clear line of demarcation, a clear line of separation between not being safe and being safe. But when we're surprised in a negative way that doesn't indicate physical harm, but something happens that upsets us, something like an unexpected bill in the mail, or we get into an argument or a disagreement with someone, or we see something on the news that just outrages us. The danger, fight or flight survival mode, gotta protect my body, that rush of chemicals floods your body. When you see the grizzly walking away in those seconds after that initial rush of survival mode, those chemicals naturally flush from your body with that relief of, oh my gosh, I'm safe. But when the danger that your body felt came from understanding you have an unexpected bill to pay, or you've just argued with someone, or maybe your boss isn't very nice and wasn't treating you very well, when this kind of experience is what caused the danger survival mode chemicals to release in your body, and then you rethink the experience, replaying in your head the worry of how you're going to pay that bill, or replaying the argument and feeling those feelings of distress, resentment, anger, outrage, humiliation, whatever those feelings are, feeling them. When that replay begins, the chemicals don't get flushed from your body. Nope. Instead, they're reintroduced to your system through the power of your thoughts. And since there is no grizzly bear to see walking the other way, proving to you that you're safe, there's no true line of demarcation. There's no actual proof that you're safe. So the replay of worry, anxiety, and anger releases more fight, flight, or hide chemicals that lock you into survival mode as your state of being, and you stay anxious, angry, worried, upset. And your body is so subjective. The power of your thoughts makes your body believe the experience you're thinking of is happening all over again, and you're in danger. Placing the emotions and chemical rush in a perpetual loop where we relive the shock, anger, humiliation, and stress of whatever happened over and over and over. This subconscious action step of stopping the flush of flight and or fight chemicals shoves you into ongoing survival mode and locks in the emotions of that experience. And we create a neural pathway of fear in your brain. And you bury it in the subconscious where it lives just below the surface of your consciousness as a fear vibration, locking you from that clear connection with the divinity within. And then when something similar happens, you get triggered again. And there those feelings are, all over again. It's familiar. It's uncomfortable, but it's familiar. You know that feeling. You've experienced it enough. It's now a normal feeling. And at a subconscious level, our brain takes that feeling and translates it as proof that you're not safe. These feelings of not being safe are powerful. They're passionate. And as a result, these powerful, passionate feelings and emotions write that neural pathway in your subconscious, and survival mode becomes a part of your normal way of being. You become immersed in a survival mode state of being. We get stuck in stress, fighting survival mode. And like a scratched record, we replay over and over again the same thoughts, the beliefs, the behaviors, and the actions, re-releasing those fight or flight hormones, and we expect a different outcome. But it does not happen. And even worse, again, there isn't any energy left to bring the chaos of our thoughts back to harmony while we're still running from that non-existent grizzly. And that programming repeats over and over again. We live in a physical world where our consciousness inhabits a human body, a place where the subconscious is impressed with what our consciousness cannot handle because the consciousness is locked into a misinformed belief that we're in physical danger. When something's happened, something surprising, something painful, and our body goes into that fight or flight survival mode, we're focused on surviving. And there's no time to deal with those passionate emotions. So they're stuffed into the subconscious to be dealt with when we overcome survival mode. But when there's no clear line of demarcation telling us that we are indeed safe, no clear distinction that there's no danger, there is no predator coming to see us and to kill us or to mangle us. This state of survival mode could last for days, weeks, or months. And when we do finally crawl out of survival mode, the last thing we want to do is look at painful emotions that we've stuffed into the subconscious because they're painful. So we just keep going. And that survival mode programming is locked in to be easily triggered again and again. And this state of being begins to feel normal. And it's during this time that the energy of our fear emotions are intense. We're fully overcome with fear energy, and that energy impresses the subconscious mind. And anytime we're feeling an intense, passionate emotion, whether it's a love emotion or a fear emotion, that energy does impress the subconscious mind. And when the impressions of fear are stronger than love, fear energy becomes our dominant energy. To overcome the fear energy that feeds survival mode, you don't want to pretend it's not there or dissociate from it. We want to face that energy and transform the energy from fear to the higher vibration of love. Your goal is to overcome less than love energy and vibrate from a love energy and sustain it. However, you live in a human body, and fear will creep in, and when it does, when you start to feel anxious, ask yourself, am I tired? If fear is creeping in, the answer is always going to be yes. But just put a pin in that fear energy and do something that raises your vibration. And I'll share some simple support tools to maintain the love vibration in just a moment. You don't want to try to dissect that fear energy when you're tired, because you'll only make it worse. You'll make it worse because when you're tired and fear energy starts to take over, it's already shrink-wrapped your energy to your body, and your brain is too tired to think clearly. And remember, you can't think greater than how you feel. So don't try to engage with that fear energy when you're tired. Instead, wait till you're back in the love vibration, and then take a look at that fear energy. And if it has an emotional charge, you can transform it from that fear to the love vibration. But you'll probably find that there's no emotional charge anymore. So here are 7 action steps you can take to control your energy, to take control of survival mode, and bring your heart and mind back into harmony so that you can use your power. Number 1, simple, simple, simple. Breathe and quiet your mind. We started this journey with deep breathing to relax your body and bring your mind and heart back into harmony. If you followed the guidance and took the deep breaths, dropping your jaw on the exhale, you know how freeing and empowering it felt to relax into that breath. And then we shared that 5-minute guided quiet your mind meditation using the 5 steps I learned from Deepak Chopra. And I added some more stuff on the end to help to really solidify and bring your heart and mind back into harmony. So the first step is to take deep breaths. And with set intention, breathe deeply into the awareness of your body as you inhale and exhale. And then incorporate quieting your mind. I suggest using the 5-minute guided meditation, but you can use any meditation that relaxes you and quiets your racing thoughts. Number 2, discern whether your physical body is safe or unsafe. If you're not safe, take the action steps to make your body safe. If you are physically safe, create that clear line of demarcation, setting that boundary, accepting that there is no threat to your body. Your body is not in danger, and take your power back. Allow yourself to feel that separation, that empowered from feeling unsafe to feeling safe. Number 3, excuse me. Number 3, acceptance. With set intention to overcome the negative energy you're feeling, breathe deeply and just accept what your life is in this moment. And accept that you have the power within you to improve your life, no matter what it looks like right now. Breathing deeply opens the way to bring your heart and mind back into harmony, while acceptance stops that internal battle that's going on inside you because you don't like what you're experiencing. Acceptance of what your life is in this moment does not mean you're in agreement with it. Acceptance brings your 3 levels of consciousness back into alignment: the conscious, superconscious, and subconscious. And it opens the way for you to accept the power within you. Physically write down on a piece of paper, I accept what my life is in this moment. when I first started writing that, I was so not in agreement of what my life was. So in my head, I didn't write it down. I thought, yeah, it sucks. My life sucks. But after writing that for a few times, it started to change. Because then I started writing, I accept what my life is in this moment. And then I actually wrote it out. It's fabulous. It's magnificent. It feels wonderful. When you physically write this down, I accept what my life is in this moment, and you mean it, you'll feel a sense of relief. You may not feel it that very first time, but after writing it daily for a few days, you'll begin to feel that relief. You'll begin to feel that something new really is possible for you. When you write down, I accept what my life is in this moment, you begin moving energy. Your intention is to create a higher outcome, and behind the scenes, your operating system of energy starts to move, opening the way to create a higher outcome as the experience of your life. Just please understand that you have to take the action step. Sure, you can just think about this every day. You can just think about it. But when you actually write it down, you're engaging more of your senses. Your mind's involved, and your eyes are involved, and your hands are involved. And the act of writing this statement is powerful. And energy reacts differently when it's observed and you're observing the written word. The act begins a powerful movement of energy, and next thing you know, you're feeling it and your life is reflecting it. Number four, accept the power within you. When you accept that you have the power within you to improve your life, again, you're moving energy. You're setting into motion that energy that creates a higher outcome. Write it down. I accept the power within me too. And write in what you want to do. Maybe you want to feel peaceful. Maybe you want a new home or job, or maybe you want to be and think beyond 3D to achieve poise, peace, love, to reconnect with the divinity within, to feel happy. Maybe you want all of these things. You can write them all down, anchoring them in the universe with the feeling of empowerment and joy that it gives you to write the words. Or you can simply write, you accept your power to create and live your fulfilled square of life and everything in between. Write down what speaks and fulfills your heart. Whatever it is you wish to experience, it's already yours, waiting for you to claim it. Number five, consciously choose to be the love vibration. Be that love vibration of the divinity within as your conscious state. Use your power. Consciously choose to be love energy instead of defaulting to that dominant energy in your subconscious. Now, I'm not talking about physical human love, like how much you love the color blue. I'm talking about the love of that divinity within, that love that is your essence, that love of the life force energy within you, love that is beyond physical human love. You have the power to choose the energy you want to be. Your power of being able to consciously choose is freedom. You have this power no matter what's going on around you. You can choose before you get out of bed. And if your energy starts to slip, you can choose again anytime throughout your day. And if you don't consciously choose every day, sometimes moment by moment, if you don't consciously choose what energy you wish to be, your energy will default to whatever the dominant energy is in your subconscious, and that could be anger from something that happened yesterday. All this consciously choosing overrides survival mode. But as simple as it is for some, this action step can be challenging for others. Some people have been in survival mode for so long that consciously choosing to be love energy can be difficult to grasp. So think about something that brings you joy. Maybe it's your children or your fur baby. Maybe you have a memory of an experience that brought you great joy. Focus on the energy of that experience. Focus on the gratitude or appreciation you hold for someone or something. No matter what your life experience is or has been, you have that power within you to make that conscious choice. And if things are really difficult, think back. You'll find something that you can align that energy with, that love energy. The action step is to consciously choose to be love energy. Your part is to discern what love energy feels like for you. Please don't let this action step slip by. Each one of these steps is very important to overcome survival mode, but they're all very simple. Okay, number six, infuse what you're not in agreement with about in your life, whatever it is, infuse that with love. And we're going to do this together in just a few minutes. And just to be clear, again, I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm talking about the love energy that is your essence, the love vibration that is your spiritual beingness, the love that connects you to the greater consciousness of the divinity within. And when you use that energy of love sincerely from your heart, from your essence, when you consciously choose and intend and take the action step to infuse people and situations with the vibration of love, two things happen. The first is you shift your energy from less than love, fear energy, the energy like anger, desperation, resentment, you shift that to love, that higher vibration of love. And remember, you can't be in the vibration of fear and love at the same time. You're vibrating in one or the other all the time, never both. And when you're vibrating in love energy, you create the experience of the love vibration through you. Love experiences are what is mirrored back to you. The second thing that happens is that you're shifting the energy that you're vibrating in. When you do that, it opens the way to create a higher outcome. Always. The love vibration supports you to cope and manage whatever happens next. When you raise your vibration to love or above, then anyone or anything that is existing in the fear vibration cannot engage with your energy. Their behavior may be the same, but what they say or do won't stimulate you to respond with fear energy, like anger or anxiety. You'll just be able to stand there and look at them with this neutral energy of whatever they've said or done is bouncing right off of you. Infusing someone or something with love energy is immeasurably powerful, and it works for everything. So number six is to infuse what you want to change about your life with love. Infuse that love of the highest order above physical love. Infuse that love into all the people involved, the situation, and yourself, forgiving all involved, healing the pain, anger, trauma, and drama, releasing you from the stress of what's happening. And if you're feeling like, well, there's some things that I just can't forgive, please just understand that unforgiveness is like you taking poison and expecting the other person to die. The first time I heard that, I was like, whoa, that's pretty drastic. But it's true. You have to forgive. Stress is an energetic experience of fear. When you infuse the situation, people, and yourself with love, sincerely from your heart, you change the dynamic of the situation from within you. You separate yourself from the fear energy and you open the way for the higher outcome. Now, I'm going to guide you through a meditation to understand more fully how this works. This is a simple action step. It's so simple and can, when necessary, be done very quickly. I've done this standing in line at the post office. I walked in really angry and upset. I was going to have to stand there in line. So I asked my angels to come in and I infused the person and situation with love while standing in line. And then I walked out of the post office with a completely different energy. Infuse, because once you know how to do this, you can do it anywhere. I don't really recommend standing, what doing it while you're standing in line, but it can be done there. And when you infuse people and situations with love sincerely from your heart, it's simple and powerful. When Florence Global Shin, when she would provide treatments during her lectures and for her students, this is what she was doing, holding the experience and people in love energy, shifting the fear to love and healing the pain of doubt and not good enough that her students were feeling. I suggest infusing your day and your life with love energy every day to open the way for the highest outcome in all areas of your life. Making this a daily practice supports you to use your power in miraculous ways. And it's almost magical when you do it every day. Number seven, awareness. Commit to being aware of your energy throughout your day. Survival mode typically, it just won't just disappear. You're human. You're going to be tempted to take it back and play with it. Being aware of your energy throughout your day will let you know when you're subconsciously taking that energy back. I suggest setting a timer or an alarm throughout your day to remind you to check in with your energy. You know, you can make it a habit by checking in with your energy every time you go to the bathroom or when you drive your car or when you're getting something to drink or eat or all of the above. Once you begin implementing the check-in of being aware of what your energy is, it becomes a normal part of your day. And it feels really good to become aware that you're in love energy or to become aware that your energy has slipped and you then have that opportunity to shift it back into love. When you're aware of your energy and maintaining love energy, negative outside stimulants won't be able to engage with you in the same way that they did before. They won't be able to control your emotions because you are in control. Awareness is key to maintaining control of your life. These action steps are simple. But don't dismiss them because they're simple. They're simple, but life-changing. When you apply these simple action steps on a daily basis, you will overcome survival mode. The more you implement these strategies, these action steps, the more easily you'll be able to maintain your higher vibration of love consistently as your new normal. And you'll recognize when the anxiety of stress starts to jumpstart those survival mode feelings that you've overcome, and you'll be able to nip that in the bud instead of figuring it out 3 days later or a week later. Okay, so here are some simple support tools to maintain this love vibration. First one, of course, is meditation. Meditation, meditation, meditation. Meditation can be magical. When you immerse yourself into meditation with the intention of connecting with the divinity within you, becoming as one, you open the way for the experience to happen. You feel it, and you want to bring it back with you and continue the feeling during your waking, working state. You want that blissed out feeling to be your normal state of being as much as you possibly can. It's like a walking meditation, except you're consciously aware. And that extends the amount of time you can hold on to that euphoric state of the love vibration longer and longer each day. And like I said before, you can listen to a meditation before you go to sleep. And if you fall asleep, it's okay because you're still taking that in. Meditate before you get up. Meditate throughout your day. I've got some short meditations and some longer meditations that I'm happy to share with you, and I'll put those on the page with this recording. Okay, second one is empowered journaling. I have a guided empowerment journal that guides you step by step to choose and maintain the love vibration. And I'll be teaching a workshop on that in September. I'll let you know when that date is when I send out the recording. Empowered journaling isn't writing about the challenges of your day. Empowered journaling is taking the action steps that I just shared with you and anchoring that love energy through writing. And you can do that right now today on a piece of paper. And then at the completion of the day, reviewing your day and acknowledging when you used your power and discovering when you didn't use your power. And when you discover that, oh my gosh, I let myself get angry and I hung on to it for an hour and a half, it's not too late to transform that energy, even though it's hours later. You can then infuse the people and that situation, and yourself, of course, with love energy with the intention to create a higher outcome, completely shifting your energy back into love. Empowered journaling is just that, claiming, anchoring, and using the power within you, that empowerment within you, and getting stronger every day. The third item here is drumming. And you may be thinking, drumming? Seriously? At least that's what I thought in the beginning when I was introduced to drumming. Drumming is a really good way. It's really good for your body in so many ways. It brings your heart and mind into coherence, which is where you want to be. Drumming induces relaxation, boosts your immune system, and it increases those natural T cells and promotes the production of endorphins to support and control chronic pain. Drumming pulls you into the present moment. It creates a sense of connectedness, providing a way to access your superconscious higher self and expand your consciousness. And you can set your intention for drumming to connect with the superconscious or the divinity within, drumming to heal, drumming to support healing of Mother Earth. The possibilities are endless. Drumming is a magical experience. And I'll put on the web page the drums that I recommend, but use whatever you're guided to use. The next one is infusing your life with love energy. When you infuse your life with love energy, several powerful things happen. You consciously choose your energy, raising your vibration. Instead of defaulting to whatever that dominant energy in your subconscious is, because you cannot infuse love sincerely from your heart when you're in fear energy. Can't do it. Physically impossible. The next thing that happens is that you broadcast love out to the universe, opening the way for using your power to create a higher outcome. Infusing love anchors your intention. And when you're in that love energy, you feel safe. The next one is breathing deeply. Yeah, I know you're breathing. But as we've discussed before, the typical way of breathing for humans is shallowly. And when we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. That's got to stop. When we take deep breaths, we have better clarity of thought. We can think. We open the way to consciously choose the vibration that we want to be experiencing. And we have the forethought to set our intention and immerse ourselves in that higher vibration of love energy. Our vital organs get the oxygen they need to not only survive, but to thrive and to heal. We have more strength and stamina. We don't get tired as easily. And when we can maintain our energy, Fear stays locked out of our consciousness. No more panic attacks. No more slipping into that rabbit hole of worry and anxiety stuck in that muck of fear. Consistently taking deeper breaths throughout your day supports you to retrain your vagus nerve to make deeper breathing your normal state of being, and that's what we want. When your body gets the oxygen it needs, it's easier to stay in the present moment. Your awareness grows stronger. You're more alert and you become aware when your energy begins to dip so you can course correct. Okay, the next one is sitting in nature. If you can sit in nature with your bare feet on the ground, your body absorbs Mother Earth's energy, promoting relaxation, lowering inflammation and stress, and generates a greater sense of well-being. Walking in nature. Walking in nature can lower anxiety and boost your immune system and overall well-being, so long as there are no grizzly bears out there. The next one is listening to music. Music is a vibration of energy. Music that makes you feel good holds a vibration that syncs with your mind, body, and spirit. Listening to music that makes you feel good supports you to sustain a higher vibration of love energy. Next one is movies that make you feel good. Movies that make you laugh and feel good are a great way to support your energy. And then there's laughter. Anything that makes you laugh, people, movies, pets, games, books, helps you to sustain your energy. And then there's reading. Reading books that support your energy, like Florence Gulshan's books. You love her books because the act of reading and absorbing the energy she wrote her books with brings your heart and mind into harmony, and you feel the strength of your own empowerment. And that's a powerful, magical feeling. And as you're reading, you're shifting your energy. So if you're in survival mode, that energy starts to unravel. The shrink wrap relaxes, and that's when you start feeling that empowerment. Basically, anything that supports you to sustain the love energy or above supports you and is important, and it's up to you to figure out what works best for you. I've given you action steps and support tools, and it's up to you to discern implementing them in the best way that supports you. And as I said before, we are not a one-size-fits-all society. We each have our own individual way that supports us the best. But when you implement the 7 action steps on a daily basis, you'll be able to overcome the stress that supports survival mode as your state of being. And some of you will be able to take this information and run with it, overcoming survival mode quickly. Others may need some time to adjust to the love energy, while others will fare better with private support. Some of you purchased the package deal of the workshop and a private session with me. Begin implementing what we've discussed here today, and then we'll schedule your time in a week or so. That'll give you time to learn where you need support the most before we meet. I have another meditation to experience together, but I want to explain the details of infusing people and situations and yourself with love energy. Let's see. So Florence Gulshan teaches us to bless people and situations or experiences. I teach to take using your power a step farther by infusing with love and working with your angelic team. And I do that in these 4 simple steps. First, you want to take a deep breath, set your attention to create a higher outcome through the vibration that is your love essence. Number 2, call in your angels to help you. And together, we all hold hands, creating a healing circle of love, and allow yourself to see this in your mind's eye. The creation of this circle, your act of observing, And that energy exchange causes the energy to react more powerfully. Just allow yourself to see this in the way that's most comfortable for you. And number three, and one at a time or all together, it's up to you, place the people and or situation into the center of the circle. And allow yourself to see this in the way that's most comfortable for you. Again, the act of observing the energy causes a more powerful reaction. And then number four, sincerely from your heart, infuse that love energy that is your essence into the people, situation, and the center of the circle. Remember, this is not a romantic love. This is the love that is your essence. You're not sending, infusing love into these people because you love them. You're infusing them with love energy that is your essence to create a higher outcome. That's two entirely different things. You don't have to like those people even. But infusing them with love shifts the dynamic within you and opens the door for a higher outcome, and it puts you back in your power. And we want to observe the energy because when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when it's not observed. And quantum physics teaches us that. Observe this flow of energy. In your mind's eye, you may see the energy move from your heart to the center of the circle as a mist, or a light, or a wave of energy. Allow yourself to see and feel that movement of energy. The more engaged you are in the flow, not pushing, just allowing and flowing, the more powerful this experience is at creating a higher outcome. And also, remember, this action step of infusing someone else with love energy, it is about you, not them. It's about transforming your fear energy to love, opening that way for a higher outcome. Now, one time when I was telling a friend about being angry with my ex, I said I needed to send love to him. My friend got kind of horrified and said, I didn't need to send love to him. And I was surprised when he said that because, yeah, that's exactly what I needed to do if I wanted to overcome my anger. It had nothing to do with my ex. Infusing love into a situation or someone is always about you, not them. The action step of infusing my ex in the situation with love of my essence, not romantic love, but love that is my essence, would raise my vibration out of the fear energy of being angry and open the way for a higher outcome for both of us. He got to be collateral damage of it. Of the love energy. The other thing about love energy is that it does no harm, unlike anger and worry. Anger and worry hurt both of you. When I send infuse someone with love that is my essence from that God part within me, the love energy transforms my anger, fear energy, to love. And sending love to someone else improves or changes your state of being. When you send and infuse someone with love to create a higher outcome, the action step is specifically about you, not them. However, they do get to be that collateral damage of a huge dose of love energy that has the potential to support them to be a better person. But it's up to them to use that support. And they may choose not to. Now, I want to say this from another perspective. One of my students was having problems with her boss, and I suggested to her that she infuse her boss with love energy. And she asked me, how's that going to help me? Again, infusing someone or something with love energy isn't about them. It's about you. You're the one holding the energy. And if you're upset with someone, when you infuse love energy sincerely from your heart, you can't be upset anymore because you can't be in love energy and less than love, fear, anger energy in her case at the same time. It's physically impossible. You're in one or the other. So when if she's infusing her boss with love energy, she's raising above the fear. So if the boss is still in the fear energy of being not nice, the next time they interact, doesn't matter what the boss says, it's not nice. My friend won't be able to engage with that because she's in the love energy. So she can just look at her boss and go, okay, and do whatever it is she wants her to do without any anxiety or anger because they cannot engage. Here's one more perspective. One of my students told me she would ask God to infuse situations and people with love when she was angry and upset. She didn't do it herself. She asked God to do it. Okay. If she asked God to do it for her, how's it going to shift her energy out of fear, anger to love? Well, it won't. You're the one who has to infuse others with love. It's wonderful to ask God to do it too, but you need to be the first one doing it. And I know that sometimes we're so upset with people that the last thing in the world we want to do is infuse them or send them any kind of love energy because they were just awful. But again, the love energy really isn't about them. It's about you. If you're too upset to infuse the people involved with love, then send the love to the situation first. And once you're aligned with sending love to the situation, it's a little easier to send it to the people. But if you're still too upset, then send the love to their God part. And continue sending to their God part, that divinity within them, until you can send it to the person themselves. And when you can do that, you have fully shifted into the love vibration. And then be sure to send love to yourself, infusing you with the love that is your essence. It's like bathing in bliss. It's a wonderful feeling. And you want to be sure to send love to yourself too, because we tend to hold ourselves in unforgiveness subconsciously. If you send love to yourself, you can't be holding yourself in unforgiveness, and you're not beating yourself up about what you didn't do or what you said that you wish you hadn't. You heal that experience so you can be free of that anxiety and that trauma. Okay, so I'm going to include a healing circle of love meditation for you on the webpage with the recording of this program, because now I want to experience with you a new new meditation to overcome survival mode. So let me just get that started. Make sure that starts at the beginning. And here we go. And so we begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And now with a really deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. Ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Now, with another deep breath, focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now we call on the angels and guardians of the heavens and the earth to support us as we connect with the divinity within, freeing us from the fears of this physical world. And in deepest gratitude, we give thanks as they embrace us with love and light. Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Raphael, and Jesus, join us. Just take the hands of Archangel Raphael and Metatron, and together we form our healing circle of love. With another deep breath, allow yourself to feel the love that courses through your hands to your heart. And from above, a beautiful mist of white light swirls down to our circle, surrounding us, wrapping us in love, that love of the divinity. For we are as one. Archangel Michael stands near you, with sword drawn, protecting you. Allow yourself to feel safe. Jesus now guides an aspect of you into the center of the circle, our circle of love and light. And as you stand there in the center of the circle, he takes your hands. And you can feel his strength. And as his strength infuses into your hands, your internal power wakens. Archangels, angels, the guardians of love and light, and we all send love to this beautiful aspect of you in the center of our circle. allow yourself to feel the love of this magical moment. As that beautiful love mist swirls around you and infuses into your heart, just breathe it in. Now Jesus looks deeply into your eyes and he tells you, you are safe. It's safe for you to be happy. You are deserving, worthy, and good enough to be happy. Archangel Michael carefully cuts the cords of past hurts, anxieties, and stress. As he gently removes these cords from your body, Archangel Raphael soothes those wounds from those cords, with a thick salve of healing, sparkly love. Breathe in deeply and feel the healing taking place within you. Feel and be fully aware of the love surrounding you and filling your heart. Breathe in deeply of the love. This love energy flows throughout your body, through your breath, healing all aspects of you in all directions of time. And you are free. Free from suffering. Free from the wounds of this physical world. Free from anxiety, stress, and overwhelm. You are free, fully immersed in the love vibration. Breathe in the beautiful white light mist of love. You are as one with the divinity within. And now rejoin the circle, where you take the hands of Archangel Raphael and Metatron. Archangel Michael stands before you, promising his sword of protection. You are safe. And Jesus stands behind you, placing his hands on yours where you hold the hands of the archangels, literally having your back. The strength within you to face what life is in this moment is yours. The power within you grows. Your energy expands out around your body, vibrating in the frequency of love of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. And you have full use of your power. Allow yourself to vision what you want your life to feel like. And feel that whoosh of love in your body, that happiness and joy. Feel the truth of being good enough. Feel that connection with the greater consciousness of all that is. You are safe. You are one. You are free to be the love essence that you are, empowered with strength and stamina to live your physical life, expanding out to the universe the love energy that you are, making you a magnet for experiences of this love energy. Jesus places his hands on your shoulders and whispers in your ear, "Within you, my strength lives. You are as one with the divinity within, a beautiful light of love, and all that is yours by divine right reaches you now under grace. Accept in deepest gratitude your highest outcome and feel the flow of peace within you. For you and I are one." We ground into this knowing that you are divinely guided, divinely protected, and you have the power of Jesus within you, fully connected with the divinity within. Now living from your heart space. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down to that glow of healing love light at her center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, grounding you in all directions of time. And with a deep cleansing breath, pull the healing love of Mother Earth back up through those roots, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. You are fully grounded and have brought back with you the power of the love light of the divinity within, for you are one. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so we're going to recap here real quick. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer those when we complete. Okay, so we've learned what survival mode is and why it's taking control of our life. And we've discussed action steps and support tools to take that control back. It's all about achieving a higher vibration of energy, that love energy, and sustaining it. And it changes everything. Life does get in the way, so be aware of that. You know, there'll be challenges to maintain and sustain that love energy. But you have the power to do that. I will include the recording of the workshop, the Healing Circle of Love meditation, the Quiet Your Mind 5-minute meditation, plus an hour so you can do your own meditating to the music, and the Survival Mode meditation. And if I think of anything else that might support you, I'll throw that in there too, because that's what I do. If you would like to look into empowered journaling, I will be offering a workshop on that based on the empowerment journal that I have. That will be in September. I'm not sure what the date is yet. Sorry. And then if you've purchased a one-on-one session, please click reply to one of your emails and give me 3 times and 3 dates that will work for you. And I will do my best to make one of those work for me. And we'll get you scheduled. Again, the recording of this workshop and the meditations will be available, I'm hoping later today, but it could be tomorrow because I need to eat. before I get stuck in a corner. So we'll go ahead and complete